Harley-Davidson dealerships consolidate in Virginia. The buy-sell transaction of two Virginia HD dealerships officially closed, marking the end of an era for the late Mary Hughes legacy in the Harley-Davidson community. The sale included Southside Harley-Davidson in Virginia Beach and Hampton Roads Harley-Davidson in Yorktown, both of which will now be consolidated into Bayside Harley-Davidson in Portsmouth, Virginia. This consolidation is a strategic move by Maud Enterprises, the largest Harley-Davidson group in the U.S., to expand its market presence and operational efficiency. By bringing together two dealerships under one umbrella, Maud can leverage economies of scale and improve overall customer experience. The previous owner, Mary Hughes, had a lasting impact on the industry, serving as president and CEO of Hampton Roads Harley-Davidson for 45 years. During her tenure, the dealership expanded in 1990 after adding Southside Harley-Davidson to its group, establishing itself as a top-performing dealership. The new Bayside Harley-Davidson will inherit the reputation of its predecessor dealerships, ranking among the top 1% of all Harley-Davidson dealerships for sales and top 10% for parts. This consolidation is a testament to the enduring legacy of Mary Hughes and her commitment to excellence in the industry. Maud Enterprises, the buyer, has a proven track record of success, owning Riverside Harley-Davidson, the number one volume Harley dealership in the world based on new vehicle sales. The company has earned numerous industry honors, including multiple Bar and Shield Awards and Powersports Business Power 50 Awards. This latest transaction is part of a broader trend in the Harley-Davidson dealer network, where ownership transitions and multi-store strategies are becoming increasingly common. As retailers evaluate scale and operational efficiencies, dealerships like Bayside Harley-Davidson will play a crucial role in shaping the future of the industry. The consolidation of dealerships also highlights the importance of succession planning in the industry. With Mary Hughes passing, her legacy lives on through the continued success of Bayside Harley-Davidson and Maud Enterprises. As the market continues to evolve, dealerships like Bayside Harley-Davidson will need to adapt and innovate to remain competitive. By consolidating operations and leveraging economies of scale, they can improve their bottom line and better serve customers. Ultimately, this consolidation is a response to the changing landscape of the Harley-Davidson dealer network. As retailers navigate market adjustments, dealerships like Bayside Harley-Davidson will be critical in shaping the future of the industry.